Blog Talk Radio. This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. It's wonderful to be here with you again today. We have a very special guest. I'm going to introduce her in a moment. But first, I'd like to thank you, the listeners. We've gone another 100 extra listeners in the last couple of weeks or so, and I'm so excited that you're out there listening from all over the world. This show would not be possible without you, so thank you so much. And I'd like to introduce my guest, Nicole Stanfield. She's an extremely successful entrepreneur who since 2014 has owned her own business and worked to improve herself through personal development. After experiencing burnout last summer, she now helps successful business owners and entrepreneurs who feel unfulfilled and struggle to get out of bed in the morning to work through burnout so they can love what they do. Welcome to the show, Nicole. It's wonderful having you.
Thanks, Mari. I'm excited to be here.
Great. So tell us a little bit about how you got to doing this, how you came to the point now where you help entrepreneurs and business owners that find themselves in burnout.
After owning my own business since 2014 that was focused in marketing, last year when I burned out, it was a big shock, and I was lost. I didn't know what to do, and I felt really confused, and I searched online trying to find a program or a course or something that I could take that would tell me what's going on and what to do about it and how to fix it, because I was worried I was going to lose my business. I wanted to walk away from everything and just drop it. I had no energy, and I, like, going to the store was like planning a hiking trip up a 14er or something like that. It was crazy. I had no energy, I had no confidence, and I was very cynical about what I was doing. So I had to walk away from some of my clients, and I chose to take a sabbatical and some time off to try and figure out what was going on. And it was a pretty rocky time because I didn't know. I really didn't have a clear vision or path of what I wanted to do. And then as I started taking care of myself and finding balance in my life and creating better habits and prioritizing my needs, then I was able to step into being more authentic myself, as well as realizing that other entrepreneurs a lot of times are in a similar boat and are headed towards burnout and they don't even realize it. And so that's what promoted me to want to help other entrepreneurs and business owners who feel tired and feel like that's okay because they're at least making money. That's how I felt, that it can look different than that.
Right. So why do you think that entrepreneurs and business owners are prone to burnout?
So I like to call it the entrepreneur treadmill. This is something that I definitely got on. So when you're an entrepreneur, you have a brilliant idea, and then you put it out there, and once it starts to work, you're really excited, and you're like, oh, my gosh, it's actually working. And so then you have this dream of being able to be your own boss. And mine was traveling the world and working remotely and all these things. But I needed the money to do that, so I started focusing on prioritizing my business, and then that led to me putting all my energy into my business so that one day I could make the money to go and take the time off. And then I had no energy because everything was going into my business, so then I felt really guilty because I didn't have energy to go to family events, or I'd forget things, or I would miss them, and then I just kept going, and I'd prioritize my work so maybe I could make more money so then I could take time off. But I never got to the point where I could take that time off or do that travel or reach that goal that I wanted to. I just kept working harder and giving up more.
Right. So I noticed that you said I put all my energy into my business. I did that at one point, too, when I first started my coaching business. So instead of putting all our energy into our business, what do you teach your clients to do? Because that doesn't work. Eventually, that's all you do is working, and that's no fun.
Yeah. So a lot of times as entrepreneurs, it's exciting to be your own boss, but you don't have somebody who's there to say, you need to take a break, you need to take your lunch, you need to stop working. And so we work.
Mm-hmm.
We work through our lunches and we work at night and we work. It's great to have the flexibility to work whenever you want, but there's when are you going to stop? So I've read a lot of accounts online of different people who said, you know, I started my business and for 3 years I took maybe 10 days off. So it's finding a balance between your work life and your personal life. Being your own boss is fabulous and great, but you need to have some boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to take time for fun. You need to be able to take some downtime. A lot of times when we're entrepreneurs, we work through national holidays. We work through days when we're sick. We work
mm-hmm.
through times when normally people would take off or be like, oh, someone's covering for me. We don't have that person to cover for us. So we just keep working, and we don't take that downtime. And then the third component of that, of finding balance, is daily self-care.
Excellent. So let's talk a little bit about making the time to take off. Do you suggest that's scheduled, you know, a scheduled time? Yeah, we have the freedom. We don't have to work 9 to 5, right? You can work, start at 11 and work later in the day. But you suggest that there's a little bit of a scheduling, like even if it alter from day to day, so that you're not at the computer or whatever it is that you're doing 12, 15 hours a day, you know, with barely any lunch, you're eating your lunch there. What do you suggest that would be helpful for that?
Absolutely. So when I first started, I was working, I didn't have very many boundaries, and I was working throughout my entire day. So what I would advise someone to start taking some time for themselves is to start with small amounts. So working for like 30 minutes and then taking a 5-minute break, that's really good for your body to just stand up, give you your brain a break, something like that. But then taking like a 20-minute lunch. You could take a little walk for 10 minutes, something to get you out of the house, something, or the co-working space where you are. I mean, I even did this when I was working in a co-working space with other entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really support each other in taking lunch all the time. And then, you're right, having a bit of a time, like having some reminders in your calendar. Hey, this is a time when I'd like to take lunch. I don't care when you take it. You can take it at 11, 12, 1. You could take it at 3. It doesn't matter. It's just that you have a reminder that this is important. I need to take time for myself. And so that's where it starts. And then you end up being able to say, okay, I deserve to take a 2-week vacation. You know, everybody else
mm-hmm.
gets paid time off, right? So then you plan that out and you work to see how can you get people to help you cover that? What can you do in advance? And telling your clients, I was worried that they would not want to work with me because I was taking time off, or I wouldn't take on a new client because I was taking time off. And they actually respected me more because they want to be able to take time off too. So telling them, hey, I'm going to be taking time off. I need to work on this in advance. What can we do so you feel comfortable? And then have someone in your industry that you trust or that you hire for a little bit help you cover some of that time off
mm-hmm.
so that then you can fully step away from your business and get that 30,000-foot view and recover and renew and feel better and all those things that happen when we take time off.
Wow, sounds beautiful. I love that 30 minutes. I don't do that. I don't take a break every 30. It sounds like so fast. It's like I barely got into anything. Sometimes I've been there 2 hours. And when you get up, because I'm much older, you're like, oh, wow, I've been sitting too long. But I love those suggestions, especially getting up more. For me, if I could get up every hour, I would be happy, walk around, take a little walk. I never think of doing that, you know, go down, take a little walk, then come back and work some more. That's really cool. And it's true, when you work for other people, because I've worked for other people, they literally remind you. I remember I had one boss that's like, what are you going to lunch? Why haven't you gone to lunch? And I'm like, I just want to finish this one thing. He's like, no, go now. And so they help you.
Yeah.
But when you're on your own, there's no one to help you. So I like those reminders. These are great, great suggestions. So let's talk a little bit about the authenticity piece of it, because you did mention something about becoming more authentic.
I did. So when I had my business before, I was in a position where I felt like I had to be the networker, and I had to be the marketer, and I had to be the accountant, and I had to wear all these different hats all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to save money, as well as to be effective and bootstrapping it, all these things. And I had all these preconceived notions in my head of what I needed to be as an entrepreneur. And there were things I hated doing, but I wouldn't give them to anybody else because I either didn't trust them or it was so important I needed to feel the importance of doing it for myself. And so when I burned out, I realized that there were a lot of activities that I was doing that I hated, and commitments that I had that I was like, I hate doing that. I feel every time I have to go and do that, I feel so like nauseous and I don't want to do it. And I drag my feet and I try and come up with excuses and all these things. And I wasn't even paying attention to that. That's part of what really shifted for me. And part of what I see intuition coaching as is learning to listen to yourself and becoming more authentic and saying, you know what, right now, this doesn't serve me. This doesn't make me feel good. It doesn't give me energy. I don't want to do this, and I shouldn't have to. How can I make it look different or be a win-win for someone else? Or does it even need to get done this way? So I was forcing myself to do projects I didn't want to do and work with clients I didn't want to work with, to the point where like we'd accomplish a really big project, and I wouldn't feel proud. I wouldn't feel a sense of accomplishment. Mm. I would just be like, well, I'd be frustrated. I'd be like, well, I'm glad that's done, and they were awful. And I would be angry and frustrated. And it was just like, obviously, I wasn't being my authentic self. It took me a while to be okay with saying, I don't want to do those things, and I don't want to work with those people, and I'm not going to do that anymore. So living more authentically was me putting up my hand and saying, it needs to look different. I may be successful and I may be making a lot of money, but it's not worth it if I'm in burnout.
Yeah. I love what you just shared. I remember a time where my business was kind of young and I used to do a lot of networking. And I had joined one of those Chamber of Commerce schools near where I lived at the time in Florida. And then, of course, I had got up to be the one who took the notes for the meetings. And it was quite early. You had to be there. I think I had to be there like 7:30, 7:45, and I'm in my bathroom, putting on my makeup, doing my hair, doing what you said, dragging my feet, dreading that I have to go this. And all of a sudden, it was like a light bulb came up, and I'm like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? And I texted the guy because I just couldn't get myself to go that day. I texted the guy. And I told him, I'm sorry, something's come up. I will not be there today. And I felt like, I felt guilty because I had said, I'm going to do the meeting notes, which was no big deal. It was a small meeting. But I felt relief. And then I finished out because, you know, I finished out. It was only like two or three more meetings before the year was over. So I finished out the next couple of meetings. And when I went back, they gave me a lot of flack. It gave me a lot of flack. And it made me feel bad momentarily. But it helped me to decide that that wasn't for me anymore. I didn't want to do any more networking meetings at that time in the morning. And I did something completely different after that. But you're right. I wasn't paying attention to, you know, our body tells us a lot. Paying attention to how our body feels. And it takes a lot of a self-realization to come to that. So that's wonderful. What would you suggest to someone who is doing a lot of things, or maybe even two or three things that they really don't want to do? They really can't stand it.
Yeah, so the first step is there needs to be some way of you gaining some perspective because you've committed to things, and I used to be awful about commitments. Like, I would commit every hour of my day to someone else and none to myself. And because I was addicted to being busy, really, really addicted to busyness, it really was, it made me feel like I was important, but it didn't give me energy.
Right.
So the first step is for those high achievers like me, taking a week, a day, whatever you can, and be like, cut out all your commitments for that period of time. So if you have all these things that you have to do after work or whatever, for 1 week, just say, I'm going to see if I can cancel all of them, not go to any of them. And I did this 1 week, and I had my work covered, and I normally have like calls scheduled with my family and my friends and all this stuff. I canceled all of them. And what happened was that by the end of the week, I realized that there were certain things that I was doing that I just hated, but I wasn't able to see it. I wasn't able to recognize it until I took that break and was like, I can cancel one meeting, just like you did when you told that guy something came up. It gave you the perspective to be like, oh, I really don't like this, because when I don't have to do it, I feel so much better, even though I'm feeling guilty.
Right.
One of the ways that I have been told that I was taught how not to feel guilty when you make a choice, when you're putting yourself first and someone else it puts that on you and says, oh, why are you doing this? You're so selfish. La, 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 whatever they're telling you. Or what are you telling yourself?
Yeah.
It doesn't serve that person if it doesn't serve me. So if it's not good for you, it's not good for them. And you don't have to fall on the sword. So when there's like a family event coming up and I just don't have energy to go to it and I feel like I'm obligated to, I get to remind myself that if I don't have energy to go, then if I force myself to go, I'll be resentful, I'll be frustrated, I won't bring good energy there, and it won't be good for them either. So it's best if I take the time out and put myself first, so then the next family event or whatever it is, I can go to. So by taking that time off and sitting out, then you get to say, I am important too. I don't have to fall on the sword for this. And if it doesn't serve me, it won't serve them. So what am I doing in my life that doesn't serve me?
Wise words, Nicole. And I never heard it put that way before. If it doesn't serve me, it doesn't serve them. And it's so true. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And if you want to call in and ask Nicole some questions, feel free to call it at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869, and we'll be right back.
Listen now to husband and father of three kids, Damon Burton, as he shares his stories of why authenticity matters, both personally and professionally. Burton founded a successful search engine optimization agency, www.seonational.com, in 2007, with clients around the world, including MBA teams and Shark Tank featured businesses. He shares how he created a lifestyle by design, and how you can too. Thanks for listening to Damon Burton on Dare to Be Authentic. You can also learn.
Are you looking to become a better leader, whether that's in business, in sports, or in life, and you haven't found a book yet to help you get to that game-changing aha moment? Well, we have the book for you. Tighten the Lug Nuts, The Principles of Balanced Leadership. Tighten the Lug Nuts will help you get to that game-changing leadership moment. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iBooks, or at 360managementservices.com. That's the number 360managementservices.com. Pick up your copy today.
I struggled with alcohol and drugs, which is a big part of why I succeed in helping families help the ones they love accept help and achieve lasting recovery.
If you know someone who is addicted to drugs or alcohol, but you don't know what to do, call Steve Bruno, interventionist and referral specialist, for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 747-220-2287 or visit stevebruno.com. Again, that's 747-220-2287 or visit stevebruno.com.
I'm Sue Matthews, the author of Paint Your Hair Blue, a celebration of life with hope for tomorrow in the face of pediatric cancer. PaintYourHairBlue.com. My book is about my daughter Taylor's journey through cancer. Your heart will break and soar, sometimes simultaneously, as you learn about Taylor's fierce courage and unremitting resolve to not permit cancer to scar her spirit or body. You'll come away from the book with a vivid understanding of how truly short and precious life is, and a greater willingness to add more color as we go along.
We're back today to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Maureen Mitchell, and we have special guest Nicole Stanfield today. She's an extremely successful entrepreneur who found herself in burnout and now helps other successful business owners and entrepreneurs get out of burnout and do what they love. So one of the things you said a few moments ago, Nicole, addicted to being busy, that really caught my attention because I was the same way, but for different reasons. I was addicted to being busy because I wanted to prove to myself that I was working hard enough to deserve my business and to deserve the money that came into me. And so I think that many people have this addiction to being busy for whatever reasons. So how did you pull yourself out of that? Because, you know, as an addiction, it's something you're compelled to do. So give us a little bit of insight on that.
Absolutely. So the two things that helped me become self-aware that I was addicted to busyness were, one, coaching. So I have a personal coach, and working with him and working with other coaches helped me to, when I was frustrated or I'd have an emotion and I'd be like, why am I so frustrated or upset or grumpy or something like that, then I would have a conversation with him, and normally it led to, hey, something is going on and I'm overcommitted, I'm overwhelmed, I'm doing too much, I'm really busy, why? Why do I keep coming back to this? And the other thing that I use that is very simple is meditation. And I had a lot of judgment towards that when I first learned about meditation. But it's actually my number one tip to help people get out of burnout, because it's so quick and you can do like 5 minutes. You can start off very small amounts and it can look however you want it to. And it has totally shifted how I see myself and how I experience the world. It's more like being in the matrix, and instead of having to step into the bullets, they just go by me. And I don't have to engage with some of that stuff that used to really just get me upset. So I found that now, after working with my coach and after working with meditation, when I have a really strong emotion, that it's not like I don't have a reason for it necessarily. I'm just like, I am so frustrated or I am so mad or angry or grumpy right now. Normally it's because I'm doing too much. I've overcommitted myself. And my expectations are just super high, and I need to take a step back and be like, what am I really doing? Like you said, am I pushing myself? Because then it will show that I deserve my business, and I deserve the money I'm making, and I deserve all this stuff. I have to work this hard to show that I deserve that. Learning the truth, how much of that stuff could someone else help you do? Could someone else do for you? Could you get support with? How much of it is really that important? There's a lot of questions out there, but when you're just running around doing things because you're important and busy, then it doesn't, it gives you something to do, but then later on I found that I would take it out on the people I loved. I'd be frustrated and angry with my husband or my family, and that's not the person that I want to be.
Yeah.
So that's how I know it doesn't serve me.
Right. And one of the things that I found as I began to look at my busyness was that there were so many things that I made myself do for my business that didn't really need doing. It was just what they call busy work, you know. Let's review the website again and change all the wording on it. Yeah, and sometimes you need to do that, but it was like I was obsessed with that, you know, every week going in, I got a new idea, change it again. That takes a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of hours. I gave up all that. There's a lot that we do. Sometimes it's just busy work. It doesn't even need to be done, but this is great. I love the conversation that we're having. What do you think the main message is that you want to bring to the public?
So I want to let people know that I want them to think about, if you have a broken leg, you go to the doctor and you get it fixed. If you are in burnout, staying in burnout just because what you're doing means that you're getting money or you're being successful, whatever it is that you see as success, that it can look different, that you could move towards self-care and take care of yourself and still be successful. You don't have to be in burnout in order to be successful. And what I mean by that is that you don't have to be tired all the time. and recover on the weekends. Mm-hmm. You don't have to drink caffeine every day just to get through your day. You don't have to be like, get an email and then rage quit after you read like an email from a client and just be so frustrated, or after a call, you have to decompress for 30 minutes because you're so angry. That's where I was, and I don't want to be there anymore, and you don't have to be there either.
Beautiful. Lovely. So well said. So let's talk a little bit about the self-care. We haven't gone too much into that. What are some of the self-care techniques that you use or you teach your clients? Of course, we're all different, so we all have different ways that we, you know, enjoy taking care of ourselves.
Yeah, so self-care is more about what you can do for yourself, but there's some common mistakes that people make around self-care. They think self-care is selfish. They think, oh, I only do self-care when I'm really stressed. Or they think that self-care is something that, like, you have to go and pay to do. And I want to change the paradigm that it self-care isn't selfish, because if you're not going to take care of yourself, who is? And that self-care doesn't have to be where you go and pay for something. It doesn't have to be your hair and nails. If you want it to be, great. But it doesn't happen just when you're stressed. Self-care is something that you do on a daily basis to say that your needs are just as important as everybody else's. And I want to challenge people and ask them, where are they on their to-do list? Because many times we have this big, long list, and we don't include ourselves. And that self-care is like, it doesn't have to be that much. So if you think about four things that you enjoy doing that take about 15 to 30 minutes, throughout your week, you could do one of those things each day, and that would be between an hour to 2 hours of time spread out over the week. And it can be, for me, it would be reading or taking a nap or taking a walk, something like that. So it doesn't, we overcomplicate it and make it this big thing. But if you start doing it for yourself daily, then you start to tell yourself, my needs are important too.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like you to say, put yourself on your to-do list. I don't even do that, and I teach self-care. And even a little thing each day. I'm putting yourself, I don't put myself, although today I did say, do my nails. So I put a little self-care there on my list today.
Great.
I don't do it on a daily basis. You have such great ideas, Nicole. I love what, you know, you've gleaned this, you've gotten wisdom in this area, you're teaching it, and I just love that. Getting down towards the end of the show, let's talk about how, if somebody can get a hold of you.
Yeah, so if you go to my website, myintuitioncoach.com, and there's a, up at the top, you'll see a little section called Apply, and you can apply to work with me. And then that means we sit down and have a conversation about where you're at and where you want to be, what changes you want to make, and see if we're a good fit. If you want to learn some more about some of the things that I'm doing with burnout, you can go scroll down on my homepage, and you can see there's a burnout quiz that you can take to find out, are the signs of burnout showing up for you? That was one of my biggest questions when I was first learning about what was going on. And then, go ahead.
No, that's fine.
My other thing that I was going to say was that I also am running a free online workshop, and I do that on, I'll do that on Thursday, which is tomorrow at 1, Mountain Standard Time, and it's all about focusing on the Love What You Do formula and how to beat.
Awesome. You have a lot of things there. And you can also find Nicole on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Go to the radio show page. She's right up there. She'll be up there through the weekend. Well, it's been just lovely, lovely having you here today, Nicole. You've given us so many good tips and so much wisdom, things that I've learned. That I never even knew before, and I teach self-care myself. So it's just, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me. It was great to talk to you guys.
Wonderful. And thank you all for listening. Make sure you catch us on the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell.
broadcasting live from Southern California.